Your adoptive parents, Don and Ellie, are other than Catholic.
Yes.
His biological mother is very much a Catholic.
Do you know what your son just told me? Al's biological mother is under the impression that divorce is a great big fat sin.
She gave up her only son so that I could have a chance at a better life. And now she left Columbia only to find out that I've been lying about being raised by heathens for the past 15 years. No offense.
Don't take it.
So just pretend to be married for the weekend. What's the big deal?
Okay, here's the deal. A great cast can be awesome for a film. However, when that film is written with the delicacy of a sledgehammer, the best cast in the world can't save it. The Big Wedding has a great cast, starring Robert De Niro and Diane Keaton as divorced parents who pretend to be married when they learn the pious mother of their adopted son will be coming to the wedding. Of course, I'm unsure if anyone involved in this movie has actually been to a real wedding, considering certain key elements are missing, like a wedding rehearsal, bridesmaids, and a best man. Rec 3 was a more realistic wedding film. Everyone in the movie has a secret, and all those secrets are painfully predictable. Based on a French comedy, The Big Wedding tries to be female-oriented counter-programming while attempting to also be raunchy like Bridesmaids. It fails at both. Contrived subplots, terrible dialogue, and nonsensical gags weigh this film's otherwise impressive cast down. The Big Wedding gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.